Greetings and welcome to another installment of Dev Nuggets. My name is Andrew Duthie. In our previous Dev Nugget, we looked at how to find and install the new Microsoft Web Matrix beta. In this installment, we'll take a look at the options that you have for getting started with a new site in a variety of ways. So when you first open up Microsoft Web Matrix, what you'll see is this quick start screen. Now, if you choose to, you can turn this screen off by clicking this checkbox, do not show this screen on startup. But by default, this is what you'll see. The options that you have are My Sites, so you can open up a folder called My Sites, which I'll show you in a minute, that has anything you've installed in that location or created in that location. You can install a new site from the Web Gallery, which draws from the Web Platform Installer Application Gallery. There are currently on the beta 28 different open source applications that you can create a site from using the Web Gallery. You can create a site from a template, and there are 5 templates that are included with the Web Matrix beta. You can also create a site from a folder, which simply opens up a file system folder and allows you to edit any of the documents inside. So let's take a look at these one by one. If I first go to My Sites and click that, it's going to give me a list of recent sites that I've opened using Web Matrix, as well as any sites that are in my website's folder within my documents. So basically, you can think of this as a combination of recently used items and anything that's in the My Website's folder in your My Documents folder. So you can see here I've got one that's test site, which is actually sitting in my C drive directly. I've got a starter site that I created using Web Matrix, using one of the Web Matrix templates, and you can see that my starter site is in C Users Andrew Documents My Website's starter site. Likewise, there's a website one which is installed by default with Web Matrix in that My Website's folder. And then last but not least, I've got another site I created with a template called that's sitting in the My Website's folder as well. So it's not limited to just the My Website's folder, but you'll see all of that and then anything else that you've opened recently. So I'm going to go ahead and click OK to open the test site. And what you'll see here is this is a very, very simple site. This is simply a folder that's got a default.htm. I'm not going to dig into the file itself for right now. I just want to show you that even a folder as simple as that can be opened from the My Sites option. So I'm going to go ahead and close Web Matrix and open it back up again so we can see that getting started screen. And this time what I'm going to show you is the options that you have in getting a site from the Web Gallery. So I'll click Site from Web Gallery. And what you can see here is I've got a list of, if I'm showing them all, 28 different open source applications that I can use as a starting point for building my site. I can start with .NET Nuke, which is an open source framework for building websites. I can start with WordPress, which is probably one of the best known blogging engines built on top of PHP. A whole variety of things, a lot of different CMSs, so you can see there are 14 different CMSs. So I can actually filter down to just blogs, so you can see we've got WordPress, BlogEngine.net, Drupal, DOSBlog, Subtext, a bunch of different blog engines available. In terms of CMS, you can see we've got .NET Nuke, Umbreco, Kentico, Moodle, which is more education-oriented, Sitefinity, again Drupal, Sugar CRM, a bunch of different stuff there. E-commerce, you can see we've got NOP Commerce, Mojo Portal, there's forum software, PHPB, probably one of the best known bulletin board softwares out there, galleries, and a variety of tools, including a tool called Resource Blender that makes it easy to do localization for your application, and a couple of wikis. So you can see we've got a lot of different options for applications that we can pull. And if you go and take a look at the Web Platform Installer Application Gallery, what you'll see is there's a one-to-one match between the applications there and the applications that you see from within Microsoft Web Matrix. I'm not going to go through installing one of these right now. What I'll do is in a subsequent Dev Nugget, I'll actually walk through that option specifically. Right now what I want to do is show you kind of the high level of what these options are. So I'll go ahead and click Cancel. And then I'm going to go to the next option, which is Cite from Template. When I click Cite from Template, what I get is a list of all the templates that are currently installed on this machine. The empty site template gives you pretty much exactly what you'd expect, an empty site with nothing in it. So let's go ahead and take a look at that real quick. So we're going to create a site from that template. We go in to look at our files. Only thing we've got in there is an index.cshtml, and it's pretty much just empty, right? All it's got is the standard HTML stuff. So pretty straightforward there. Let's go back and look at a different template. And we'll go back and do Cite from Template. And this time what I'm going to show you is the starter site and the differences between that and the empty site. So I'll go ahead and click OK. And the starter site, we flip over to the files area here. Note that this has a site layout file, a start file, an about, a default, a site.css, and then it also has this app data folder with an SDF file. The SDF file is actually a SQL Server Compact 4 database file. So we're actually starting with an existing database in this particular case. Plus we've got some account management files for registering users, for resetting passwords, all that kind of good stuff. So you get a lot of built-in functionality in this site that you wouldn't get in the empty site template. Alright, going back to our quick start page, open WebMatrix again. And let's explore the last option. The last option we have here is Cite from Folder. And again, this is somewhat similar to My Sites, but My Sites is more focused on what have you used before, what exists in your My Websites folder. Cite from Folder is focused more on just opening an arbitrary folder that may contain web content and editing it directly. So I can jump in here. I'm going to go to Computer and Local Disk, and then Test Site. Click OK. And we'll open up that same test site, and I've got my default.htm, which again is a very simple HTML file, even simpler than the default from the previous template. All right, last but not least, I just want to show you what happens when we go into WebMatrix and say, do not show this screen at startup. So I'm going to check that option. I'm going to go back to My Sites and go grab one of my starter site templates and open it up from My Sites. And now, go ahead and close this. And I'm going to run WebMatrix one more time. And what we'll see now is we'll launch directly into the most recent used site. So I'm back to my starter site 1. Now if I want to get back to any of the other sites that I had, I can go into My Sites here, right? So I can get back to the same dialog that we had from the quick start. I can open a site from Folder, open a site from the web gallery, open a site from the template. I can close this site. So let's go ahead and do that and see what that works. And that takes us right back to the quick start. And then jump back into our test site. Click OK. And there you go. So now if you want to have that splash screen show up, what you need to do is go into Close Site and uncheck this box here. And now your splash screen will show up the next time that you run WebMatrix.